This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls we go. Coming up still, 20 ways to waste your money. We'll talk to James in Missouri first. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
James, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I believe that most people in America nowadays do not understand what freedom is.
True statement.
I concur.
How would they possibly know what freedom is?
They're been corrupted.
Right. I mean, most people in America went to the government indoctrination camps, so of course they don't know, right?
Yeah. Well, the biggest part of Americans, I doubt, has even looked at the Constitution since they got out of high school.
When I went through high school, it's not like we read the thing, point by point.
No.
We were taught that, the legislature is bicameral, has two houses, and, we've got the presidency, there's a veto, there's a pocket veto, and we talked about all that stuff. We were told that
touched on the Bill of Rights,
the judicial system and the Supreme Court, they interpret the law, the legislature passes the law, the president enforces the law, and the judicial system interprets the law, and they never mention how the people are involved, I guess, voting for the legislature, who then, and the president, and then, of course, the president appoints the Supreme Court, and, that's it. It's our happy little system. You've got freedom, everybody.
Right, that's how it is. They talk about the Constitution, they talk about the Declaration of Independence, and they just kind of throw it out there and say, hey, this is why you're free. Isn't it great to be free, kids? Yeah, we're free! And then, that same mentality goes on throughout life of just, reinforcing this concept that in some way this country is a free country, and it's just poppycock.
You're right there, just like the Fourth Amendment. In order to have a good-paying job, you got to go pee in a bottle. Well, that's search without probable cause.
I don't know if all jobs are that way, but certainly there are some.
Part of them are.
Yeah, there are some, and I agree with you that that's very invasive and unnecessary. What other thoughts did you have for us tonight?
I just recently found your show on iTunes, and I love it. I've been listening to it. I'm unfortunately working evening shift, so I can't call very often. But
well, here you are. Hey, once is good, and we appreciate hearing from you. And James, glad you found the show. Thank you.
Welcome to Callback.
Yep, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's nice to hear from people that agree with you, but I loved last night's call where we had the gentleman call in from Delaware and spent, a good half an hour with him on the phones talking about the issue of war and talking to somebody who disagrees. And so, if you hear this show and you don't like what we're saying, call in and tell us about it. What are we wrong about? What is wrong with the idea of allowing people to be free? Because that's the position of this show in general, with the exception of you on some issues, Mark. This Free Talk Live is a show that focuses on a very principled pro-liberty message. And what's wrong with that? What is wrong with the idea of stopping aggression against peaceful people? Because that's what I'm talking about. That's what I advocate on this program, is allowing others to be free. Now, I understand, not everybody does want to be free, right? Some people want to be told what to do. And I think that you should be free to choose someone to tell you what to do. Just don't force me to accept that whoever it is you think is great to tell you what to do is also right for me. Because I'm not interested in being told what to do. Now, I am interested in honoring other people's choices, and that means respecting their decisions and their private property. So if I'm going to somebody's business and that person has a sign up on the door saying that you have to take your shoes off when you go into the business, I know that's kind of the reverse of most businesses, but if I don't want to take my shoes off, I don't have to go into that business. Same thing with smoking in many businesses. If I don't want to enter a business that has that allows smoking, I don't have to. I honor those people's choices, and I can make my own in regards to them. So certainly we have a level of freedom in this country. We have, perhaps, one could argue, more freedom than someone does in another political designation, say North Korea, for instance. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, that's one of the frequent things that people bring up when you talk about the lack of freedom in this country and how oppressive it is in many different ways. Well, it's the best darn country in the whole world. If you don't like it here, you can leave.
It may very well be the best darn country in the whole world. I think that that's kind of a whole
other debate.
I think that it was the best darn country in the world, and now there's been, you know, there's just more freedom elsewhere, and you're seeing other countries nipping at the heels of the United States as to whether it's the best country of the world in the world. And there are unbiased organizations doing these tests. It's not me, some anti-American guy, who, by the way, is wearing his Captain America t-shirt tonight, and some anti-American guy out there saying that, you know, I hate this country, because I don't. I love this country. It's just, I think that I think the lobbyists have ruined it. That's what I think.
I love America and the concepts of freedom, but I don't love the government and the tyranny that it imposes on people and the violence that it threatens people with. I don't love that we just heard a story at the end of the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, about a man who had his children taken from him after one of them was nipped by a family member's dog.
Bitten by a dog, yeah. I mean, is that a reason to take someone's kids away?
Apparently it is.
Well, there's just a story that just came out yesterday where some woman's kid was taken because she was fat.
Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hello, Mike.
Hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
Got another great DCF story for you.
Great as in sickening?
On June 28th of this year was the happiest day of my life. My wife had a baby girl.
Congratulations.
2 days later, the most miserable day of my life, upon being discharged from the hospital, I left to get a car seat. And I was denied access back into the hospital. And a bureaucrat from the DCF has decided to steal my child away from me and kick my wife out of the hospital and took my child.
On what grounds?
Well, it's called the doctrine of predictive neglect. Now, this means that no actual abuse has actually happened, but some bureaucrat has figured out that in the future it might happen.
Based on what?
Well, the basis they're using was a couple different reasons, but one of them was that my wife was in a mental hospital 15 years ago.
Are you kidding? What are the other reasons?
Let's see. If you remember, I called you a little while ago about my girlfriend had criminal charges against her at the time. Now we're married, and she decided to go to trial, and they decided that she was incompetent because she wanted to go to trial.
Yeah, I remember that story.
And that's why she was in a mental hospital, because the state psychologist decided that she was incompetent?
Not only that, the state psychologist said that she's delusional because she thinks the court system is corrupt.
Wow.
Okay, so, you know, this compounding thing. So
right, so here we are again with this. The last guy that called in from Florida was telling us this awful story about his kids being taken, referenced that they had made the determination that he's anti-government. Right. And so, therefore, that justifies stealing children. And that's what you're saying here, that because she didn't believe that the court system was legitimate, that it was corrupted, and I think she's absolutely right about that, and there's plenty of evidence to back up what she's saying, right, that because you don't go along with their little system, that you don't agree with what they're doing, that therefore they should steal your children from you.
Well, one social worker decided that the child was in imminent danger and needed to be removed immediately, and no warrant or anything from a judge. She just basically just stole the child.
Just walks in, flashes her badge from the DCF, and then the hospital people will just allow her to steal children.
Yep, locked me out of the hospital. Luckily, the next day, a judge ordered the child back in our custody.
Wow, that is lucky.
Yeah.
You're really, 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 really lucky. I
didn't have to hire a lawyer, too.
Case going on where they're charging us with neglect based on something that didn't happen yet but will in the future.
So how can they charge you with neglect when you haven't neglected?
It's called predictive neglect. They're predicting.
What is that?
It's a thought crime, Mark.
It's not even a thought crime. He hasn't thought about neglecting his child.
It's based on a court ruling. It's based on, you know, some bureaucrat in a row decided that the state can intervene before something happens.
It's crazy. It's just madness, and it really just shows the direction this country is going in, and I'm sorry to hear about that, and I wish you the good luck. Let us know what happens in the long run, and thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Mark, you're lucky they haven't taken Jack yet. I mean, you're on the air every night talking about anti-government or pro-freedom things. I prefer the term pro-freedom. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe the bureaucrats in New Hampshire are a little bit nicer.
I'm not opening any doors.
Yeah, right. Please don't answer the doors for these bureaucrats. It just gives them the opportunity to steal what you love.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up anything. Just take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. That, again, 800-259-9231. Whether you want to share some awful story of DCF, Department of Children and Families abuse, which seems to be all they do. Maybe they do something good from time to time, but you certainly never hear about that. You want to share that or bring up anything, you're welcome to. 800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live has teamed up with M&S Press to offer you the only complete writings of Lysander Spooner. If you're interested in buying this very rare set, you already know who Lysander Spooner is and how influential he was for the Liberty Movement. He was an anarchist, a philosopher, an abolitionist, an entrepreneur, and a mailman. You can purchase this 2,800-page, six-volume set bound with it's got all 34 works in six volumes. It's bound in a library-quality cloth, and you can get it for $335. And once these are gone, they are truly and totally gone. They were printed in 1971. They've been sitting around basically for libraries to purchase, and they're being offered to our listeners for this reduced rate for $335 delivered to your door. There's no shipping on that. $335. All you have to do is go to spooner.freetalklive.com. That's spooner.freetalklive.com. If you're thinking about waiting on it, you know, I don't know how long they're going to last. And I would also recommend that if you know somebody who might be very interested in these sets, Christmas is coming up. Spooner.freetalklive.com.
So we've been talking to a couple of people, because normally when one call comes in on this DCF situation, it always leads to another
one.
There's so many stories.
Always a bunch of them.
So many stories of people who've had their children stolen from them in this so-called land of the free. Weren't we just talking about some of the ways in which this country is not free? Here's a great one. Bureaucrats who you do not know, strangers, come to your home.
Right, who don't like your religion or don't like your political beliefs, mm-hmm, or don't like how you live in some way, shape, or form. There's guns in this house or whatever it is.
They come to your home and they knock on your door, and most people, because, well, they're friendly, will open their door. They'll then set, in many cases, they'll come with a sheriff or they'll come with a, you know, state trooper or something like that, and they'll steal your children from you. And in the case of the last guy we were talking to, he said that he was charged with predictive neglect. But that's the reason why that his kid was, or his young person was taken from him. And I looked it up over on startpage.com, and sure enough, there is predictive neglect. And indeed,
he's not making it up.
Right. It describes injurious conditions to which a child is exposed and can be used in those situations in which the conditions may cause the child harm at a future date. For example, it could include homes in which the child has witnessed repeated episodes of domestic violence. The child lives in a home in where drug trafficking takes place, is repeatedly exposed to alcohol or substance abuse, is exposed to inappropriate sexual conduct by adult caretakers. Now, I mean, there's more, but repeatedly exposed to alcohol or substance abuse. Now, it's the bureaucrats who get to decide that, right?
What else would they be deciding?
So maybe they could decide that having a couple beers every night is abusive. It's certainly alcoholism, right? If you have alcohol every single day.
People's definitions are different, and the best definition I've seen of alcoholism is that the person who is an alcoholic has to say.
Is exposed to inappropriate sexual conduct by adult caretakers, and who knows what that means? Different families have different sets of values when it comes to sexual conduct. And it's none of my business what goes on in your family and how you want to teach your kids about sex or whatever.
Right. I was recently, I've been thinking, you know, what is sex like in different countries, different cultures, different time periods? And, you know, it's probably relatively recent where mom and dad don't hump in front of the kids.
I imagine.
You know, when you're talking about a one-room a house where people, you know, grew up in dirt floors and things like
hut.
That, caves, mm-hmm, these kind of situations. I can only imagine that the parents must have sex, probably with the, you know, some level of modesty, but, you know, the kids are asleep and nearby. You wouldn't put your kids, you know, really far away if you live in this hut.
Also, predictive neglect can be charged when children are left with inappropriate caretakers. Whatever that's supposed to mean.
Well, I certainly can think of inappropriate caretakers, no doubt, and that's the lure of these kind of programs. But then they get to decide whether you are an inappropriate caretaker.
Right, right. The lure is, well, there are really kids that are really in dangerous situations, and okay, I understand the idea of wanting to keep those kids safe. But the problem is that the bureaucrats get to decide what is inappropriate and what is not. And to the bureaucrats, anybody that is questioning of the state, anybody that isn't immediately docile and obedient, is dangerous to their legitimacy, is dangerous to their power and their control structure, and so therefore, you shouldn't have children because you might indoctrinate them with your anti-government ideas.
Yeah. And, you know, I just wonder how many things that have been done in the past, you know, that wouldn't have been stopped by HRS are, you know, now that the bureaucracy has grown and we have to protect children, it's such a big issue that you know, things that wouldn't have been that big of an issue when I was a kid are now a big issue. Yeah. I remember a situation where my dad, you know, like a couple of biker guys came into the you know, where we live, 10 acres out in East Manatee County, came in there, and because my dad liked motorcycles, he trusted these guys to take me on down the road on their motorcycles to, you know, some races that were going on. It was the Snowbird Nationals down there.
That's dangerous. You shouldn't have been allowed to do that.
Well, he just met the guys that day. Isn't it crazy?
Mm.
Well, you can imagine my mom was pretty darned upset when she found out about it later on that evening, but I went down there to Snowbird Nationals. Had just
a good old time.
Dad came and picked me up later, and yeah. I got to see the dragsters and all that stuff, and, you know, nothing weird happened. It's the situation today, thinking about it, is weird.
Yeah.
And but, you know, nothing happened. Also, I had a there was a young man who
most of the time nothing does. Usually, yep. Any sort of abuse is going to come from a family member.
It's true. I had a young man who babysat me when I was like 4 or 5 or something like that. Can you imagine a young man babysitting today? It would be looked upon very suspiciously. Guys are sort of looked on as these terrible sexual
predators.
Creatures. Yeah. I was trying to come up with some other word, and it just wasn't coming out.
Sexual predator. I mean, that's fairly
common. And that's how they're looked at. And, you know, today that would be very odd.
Freedom, baby. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan in Minnesota. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Dan?
Oh, I just heard about you guys on Facebook here from a freedom-loving guy here in Minneapolis. And I really like what you're talking about. What's on my mind is I humbly send out my condolences to your other guests there with their children being taken. It's what I went through is as an adult male, and I can't even imagine what they feel and what they're going through as a family. Last February, I got busted after 21 years of peacefully and respectfully and sometimes growing my own cannabis for my own personal medicinal and spiritual wants and desires. I got busted. And
after 20-something years of this?
21 years, yeah.
Wow.
I've been using cannabis since I was a teenager, and I never had a problem with it. I'm sober now because I'm on probation, and I have no problems with sobriety either.
I'd like to know your story. If you can hang on, I want to bring you back here. Another example. I mean, we've had people telling us about their children being stolen from them by DCF, and this is another story that is not uncommon. People having their lives ruined by the government. People coming in and telling them, you can't have that plant. 800-259-9231, because that's how it is in a free country, right? You take control. Bring up anything.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179. 608-0179.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free. The number is brought to you by SACL CAI. And if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one in our banner column. That's SACL CAI. Free Talk Live. Our website is freetalklive.com, and you'll find all of the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. We go right back into your phone calls. Dan is back with us in Minnesota. Dan, you said you've been busted after 20 years of growing marijuana for your own personal consumption purposes, that you were busted, and you're now on probation. But tell me a little more about your story, if you don't mind. Usually when it comes to a marijuana growing operation bust, somebody's lips sunk that ship. So did you tell someone and they snitched on you, or how did it happen?
Ex-girlfriend?
No, that's funny. That not at all, actually. And my attorney and you know, some friends, you know, automatically said that, and that's what most people say. But here in the Midwest, apparently the DEA was doing a push on the grow stores, and I actually used to work at this particular grow homebrew and hydroponic gardening equipment store. I actually speak a little Portuguese. I was working there before I had intended to move to Brazil with an ex-wife, and that's a long story. Anyway, they were surveilling this grow store, and I, you know, honestly, I got sloppy. It's well known in the growing community, if you're in a state that it's illegal, that, you should have somebody else buy your equipment for you and things like that.
Yeah.
So I admit to being sloppy, but, you know, I knew the owner of the store, and I used to work there, so I just kind of got comfortable. They surveilled that store, and they took down a number of people that I didn't even know were growing. I know of another person that was, I didn't know he was growing at the time, but him and his wife were growing, and they busted him. And I mean, he was so discreet, you would have never expected him to be growing cannabis. And he was actually providing his wife's grandma of 83 years of age with cannabis.
He's a dangerous criminal. He sounds like a violent thug. Oh, wait, no, he's helping old people feel better.
Yeah. It's just disgusting. And they broke into my house. I was, a homeowner of a devalued by design property here in Minneapolis. But I was scraping by. I got a humble job here. I work full time and I was getting by and paying my bills, but just barely. And they broke in. They broke the doors down, literally broke the doors off the hinges.
Were you home at the time?
No, I wasn't. But they trashed the house. They trashed the house. It was ridiculous.
That's what
and,
they do. About serving and protecting.
It makes a burglary look like a good thing to happen to your house.
Oh, I've been burglarized. It was nothing compared to what they did. They were the most. People have attitudes towards police and think of police as kind of ignorant and have less than ideal opinions of police. But the police on the street are the people that they put out on the street to be the smiling face for the police force. These drug task force and these people that are involved with these things, they're 21 years of growing up in North Minneapolis and being around, people that are supposedly, gangsters and things like this. I never seen one violent act connected with anything to do with cannabis on any level until the police broke into my house, trashed my house.
And you're right. It's an interesting point that you make that the people on the drug task forces are usually able to wear black clad uniforms to where they can cover up their face and things like that. And so they're certainly not.
They look remarkably like criminals.
Criminal gang.
Or the Gestapo, one of the two.
Yeah, they were scary, scary people. I was very frightened and, going to jail for a night. And admittedly, I was treated. There's hundreds of thousands of people, peaceful ganja users, that are in prison all over this country right now.
Yeah, there are.
So I got a slap on the hand, and I do admit that, 18 days of house arrest and being on probation is a very lenient sentence in light of all the poor.
Why do you think you got that lenient sentence?
I didn't have any money. I had $50 in my pocket. I had literally $3 in my checking account.
Like a dealer?
I don't look like a dealer. I had no guns in my house.
How many plants did they pop you with?
I had 41.
Wow. That's a felony in many places for each plant.
I can't believe that you got away with so little. I mean, it was...
It was clearly a personal operation, and I think that they see that.
41 plants?
And,
41's a lot, dude.
You're smoking a lot of weed with 41 plants, man.
Well, when you're involved with, I'm into the Zoroastrian faith. To make a holy,
yes,
the holy anointing oil in the Bible requires 6 pounds of cannabis to make holy anointing oil. And I was just
I don't care if you're selling it out to people. It doesn't matter to me.
Right. I think that if a man grows something, you should be able to sell it.
Yeah. It really wouldn't matter to me. But when did they pop you? I mean, they went and they busted your house. When did they pick you up?
Oh, I pulled up when it was happening, and I didn't even. I thought I was getting broken into.
Oh my God!
There weren't any vehicles in police.
There was no squad cars. There was nobody who was marked. There was no marked cars, and so I went to call my lawyer because I thought I was getting broken into, and it was the police. And of course, that crossed my mind, but they really didn't look like police.
That is so scary to have a bunch of strange men rummaging around through your house, through all your personal belongings, it's just so sad. And as you said, hundreds of thousands of people are in jail and are arrested on a regular basis for this. Over 800,000 people were arrested, I think it was last year alone, just for cannabis-related crimes, which most of them, I think 80%+ of those arrests are for possession only, not for growing, not for dealing or anything like that, just for possession. It's just so tragic, and you're you are very fortunate that, I guess, as little damage was done as was done, because many other people have been given mandatory minimum sentences. Perhaps there's been some level of decriminalization there in Minnesota, because in a lot of places, growing a marijuana is a more serious crime than selling the marijuana. I mean, there are mandatory minimums of 5-10 years for that kind of thing.
Oh, it's disgusting. And if we didn't have that disgusting person, Paul Entie, as our governor, we'd be a lot closer to having medical marijuana. Even though the bill that was voted through the House last year in Minnesota was a really crappy bill, at least it would be a step closer. I wanted to say something about Obama's recent move to tell the prosecuting attorneys to lay off of medical marijuana dispensaries in states that it is legal.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I knew that was a small step, but for my friends and people that support Obama, I came out and I said, "Hey, this is great." You know, I tried to be supportive and say, "Oh, this is really great." But I knew that it was a small step. And on the United Cannabis Ministries email thread that I'm a part of. If you may or may not know that cannabis has been a part of major religions for the last 5,000 years.
Mm-hmm, sure.
The threat
major
there,
religions.
They said that yesterday there was a church in Los Angeles that was raided. Now, of course, I'm sure that the feds or the state authorities or whoever would say that this guy broke some state law or something.
Well, wait a minute. Mark, didn't you have a story a few days ago we never got to about how the L.A. district attorney is really looking to crack down on the medical marijuana facilities out there?
Right.
So this may be part of what is essentially a crackdown from the L.A. county government people against the medical marijuana folks out there. I thank you for the call and the story tonight, and it's never a story that I enjoy hearing because he wasn't harming anybody. He has some plants. He was growing plants. And they're treating him as though he's a criminal. And it happens all over this country. It happens all around the world. 800-259-9231. The idea that a plant can be against the law, that a plant is a crime. It's absurd right on its face. Free Talk Live. Bring up anything.
In an ancient time, in a land where the fates of mortals were determined by gods, only one man had the courage to defy them all.
Fear nothing, and let's show death and the gods alike that we're the ones to be afraid of.
Odysseus, the Rebel. Coming this October from Big Head Press.
Pre-order the graphic novel for only $12.95. Visit comicshoplocator.com, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other fine booksellers.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface, wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants. Contains no chlorine, bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Julia sitting in for the remainder of the program, and we'll take your calls as always about whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Mark, you're going to share with us 20 ways to waste your money. We'll get to that, but first, been a little while since we've shared something from Citizen X, but he's got one that I think is definitely worthy of putting on the air here. It's Citizen X. I guess we could say who he is, right? Because I think it's kind of well known at this point, or at least
I don't know. I'm not.
You can't say who it is. Okay, I guess
Citizen X.
Citizen X over at adventuresofcitizenx.com is commenting on this net neutrality thing that the FCC is moving forward with. The FCC, I think it was just this week, voted in favor of crafting some rules for what they call net neutrality. And Citizen X explains, he says, the FCC is poised to start pushing net neutrality regulations. While this may come as welcome news to some in the liberty movement, net neutrality sets a dangerous precedent, allowing the government camel to get its nose under the internet tent. Net neutrality would mandate that telecommunication and broadband companies treat all internet traffic as equal, no matter the content, site, or platform, and would prohibit the creation of tiered service models. Net neutrality proponents fear that telecom companies could use their infrastructure to block the competition and cause artificial scarcity, as well as give preferred treatment and pricing to larger consumers such as big corporations. Proponents believe that left unregulated, the internet will split virtually in two, with the wealthy enjoying first-class service and everyone else limited to a slower network with inferior content.
You know, and you would think that net neutrality has been floated around for years now. You know, we've been talking about it on the air here since 2003, 2004, 2005, somewhere in there.
It's been a few years, yeah.
Well, where is this specter of tiered service? It's not happening now.
There's tiered service right now, right? We pay for business class here.
Are you talking about versus broadband or something like that? Okay.
No, I mean broadband tiered service. We pay for, but it's all fast. I mean, it's not like internet speeds have been getting slower. There's limited competition, and Citizen X will address that here in a moment, and that's because of the government's regulations and restrictions that are put on things like telephone poles and stuff like that. But essentially, there are tiered services today. When you go to when you get a DSL account, you can sign up for the cheapy cheap DSL account at $20 a month, where you only get maybe 512 kilobits per second downstream and 128 kilobits upstream, or you can pay $29.99 and you can get 1.5 megabits down and 512 kilobits up. So you can get more bandwidth because you're paying more. Now, that's not necessarily what they're talking about when it comes to net neutrality, though it could be. It could very well be. Here at this studio, we pay for two internet connections. That way, in case one of them goes down, we always have a way to stream out and that sort of thing. But one of our internet connections is kind of a consumer-level DSL connection. That's kind of the backup one. And then another one of the connections is a business-class cable modem connection. And with business class, we get a bigger downstream pipe than the average user does. We get a larger upstream pipe than the average cable user. And we also pay more than twice as much for it. So, you know, we're paying for that extra service. But in net neutrality's case, what it also applies to is services and how fast those can be throttled. So, for instance, if the web provider, the internet service provider, says that, well, we think that delivering web traffic is more important than delivering torrent traffic, because there are different types of internet traffic that you can send out over your internet connection. I mean, right now, Mark, you might be surfing on the web. Somebody else might be, during one of the breaks, you might be chatting in the Free Talk Live chat room at chat.freetalklive.com. At the same time, we've got our webcam, which is streaming out at, over 500 kilobits per second constantly. We've got at least four different streams that are emanating from here that are going out. So they're all these different service types, right? It's not just all the web. The web is just the web. And then there are all these other things that you can be doing on the internet.
There's tubes.
Right. So the internet service provider could essentially decide that delivering web traffic is their priority. Because if you think about it, the average internet user isn't doing things like streaming their own radio station. Or, they're not hosting torrents, or they're not running a video game server, or something like that. You know, one of these other things that can be done. Your average person is sending emails and visiting websites. I mean, do you feel like that's a true statement?
Yeah, yes. Sure.
So the web company could basically say, well, we're going to allocate most of our resources to providing quick web traffic for people, while we're not going to be so concerned about the torrent traffic or the other traffic over there. And essentially what the net neutrality restrictions are saying is, you can't do that, companies. That you just have to treat it all equally. Whatever the packets are, because that's what it is. Each one, yeah. Whenever you send a request for a web page, it's your computer sending packets over the internet saying, hey, I want this web page. And then the server that you're talking to says back, okay, here it is. And it's basically, the net neutrality says that all packets must be treated equally. So it doesn't matter what your policy is at your company anymore. You can't set a policy if this net neutrality stuff goes through. You have to treat them all equally, or you're committing a federal offense.
I don't know a heck of a lot about net neutrality, and I don't entirely understand everything that you're talking about, the implications of it. I guess I understand what you're saying, but not the implications of it all. But I do know that whenever the government gets involved in something, it screws it up royally. And that's what my biggest concern about this is that, so far there hasn't been any huge problem that I can tell with, internet service being...
Right, because the government's been out of it for the most part.
unequal service. Yes, I do believe that people that pay more should get more service.
Right.
But, right now, I'd be happy with any level of broadband service at my house.
Net neutrality proponents have a point, says Citizen X. FCC licensing and legal monopolies enforced by local governments have created a cartel in the telecom industry. Since telecom companies are not subject to vigorous competition, they have the consumer over a barrel. However, the solution is not more regulation, but deregulation, or marketization, if you will. Allowing other companies to enter the field would force prices lower and ensure higher quality. Instead of limiting the consumer's ability to access certain services, successful companies would offer more and better services at a lower price. Just look at what happened when the phone companies were deregulated. Prices dropped, service improved, and innovation exploded. In addition, net neutrality undermines property rights. Like it or not, the telecom companies own their own networks. Thus, they should be able to do with their networks what they wish. Just the same as you or I should be able to do with our businesses what we wish. Net neutrality relies not on property rights for its justification, but rather on concepts like equality, fairness, and the common good. While property rights are the basis of a free society, nebulous concepts such as these lead to tyranny. However, the worst aspect of net neutrality is that it would give the government even greater control over the internet. The federal government has already made serious inroads into controlling the net. For instance, if the Cybersecurity Act of 2009 is passed, it would give the president the authority to, quote, declare a cybersecurity emergency.
It's an internet emergency!
Unquote, and shut down or limit internet traffic in any critical information network in the interest of national security. Well, what constitutes an emergency? And who determines what is a critical information network? It's all up to the president's discretion. Not to be outdone, the CIA has...
By the way, I'd like to bring up the, you know, the color coding that we have of security levels. Yeah. I want to know when the last time was that we were at green.
I don't recall that. Not that I pay attention.
Does anybody pay attention to that still?
Who does? They don't, because we're not really at any kind of threat level. However, we're not at green either. And
right.
That's what I believe might very well happen with this internet cybersecurity thing. Well, there's a threat level on people. So, you know, they'll come up with tiered levels of control for the internet. And it's they'll limit people's use of the internet beyond what it is today.
Not to be outdone, the CIA has even bought a stake in a firm that monitors blogs, tweets, and forum posts on the internet. Furthermore, Congress and various state assemblies have introduced bills that would prohibit cyberbullying. Now, while cyberbullying is reprehensible, these laws represent a threat to free speech on the web. Government programs always expand. Indeed, the politician's lifeblood is expanding his authority and power. Folks had a fit when Obama forced out the head of GM, but why not? After all, it was the government who was handing the automakers cash, so it was the government who got to call the shots. Likewise, the feds have used TARP as a lever to impose themselves on the banking and financial system. And now we're asking these same people to protect the last bastion of free speech, both from governmental and corporate control, that we have left. Well, I have to say, I'm not asking them to do anything, but they're going to do it anyway. He points out that if we want the internet to remain free, we shouldn't be demanding that the government regulate it further. Instead, we should demand the government deregulate the telecom and broadband industries. Competition in the free market will protect us from corporate cartels. If we turn to the politicians and bureaucrats, on the other hand, who will protect us from them? So watch out. The FCC is right now they're beginning the process of crafting these net neutrality procedures and regulations. We have no idea what this will turn into.
Nothing good.
No, it's not going to be good. Because right now, even though there's limited competition, at least in most metropolitan areas, you still have a handful of companies offering internet services. So there is still competition, and that's why prices keep going down and service goes up as far as the speeds of your connections. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by NestleFamily.com, where nourishing healthy, happy families is filled with fun. Avoid worrying your child about foods she should and shouldn't eat when she visits friends by providing her with a healthy snack as a gift to the host. That way, she can decide to eat what you've sent without feeling isolated from the other kids. And if she decides not to eat it, that's okay too. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.